Thank you. Thanks for having me. So I'm Quentin Monnet. I've been working a lot around eBPF, but I'm not here to talk about eBPF today. I've got the wrong T-shirt, sorry. I'm here to talk about the Open Network Fabric and how to build your cloud infrastructure at home, not really at home, but on your lab, on your hardware. So in short, what this project does is to make on-premises cloud infrastructure easy to set up and to run by sort of abstracting all the network part away. So we'll see about that. So can I have a cloud at home? And before we even see what we would need a cloud for, let's go back to the origins of the cloud in a way. So initially, in the beginning, we had a lot of binaries, libraries. It was all of a glorious mess in terms of dependencies, right? And people came up and said, let there be virtualization. So we got machines in machines, great. But it uses a lot of resources and it's slow sometimes. So people said also, let there be containers. And we got the way works great, but how do we orchestrate all these containers that we have? So people continued and said, what we need is a Wheels ship with seven handles and everything that comes with it. And we pretty much all know how it goes from here. Everything gets way simpler. Good. So we've got all these projects from CNCF, that's the CNCF landscape. And the good part is that it's mostly software appliances, and there are solutions to help in the sense that they are cloud providers that you can use to run this infrastructure for you. So you get the tip of the iceberg, which is nice. You can run your applications, it's relatively easy. And everything that's underwater is, yeah, that's good. That's someone else's magic, really. You don't have to care about that too much. So what you get from these cloud providers typically is a virtual private cloud in which you have your nodes, and they run containers, and you can run your applications in these containers. You can run everything you want. You've got some isolation on the layer 3 level, like your cluster is not directly connected to the other tenant's cluster, which is usually a good thing. And you start to build your applications juggling with these virtual private clouds, VPCs, and they constitute the basic building blocks for a modern cloud infrastructure in a way. So now, what if I want to run these sort of architectures on my lab, on premises? What would you do that? Well, that can be a matter of cost if you realize that actually buying your hardware, your GPUs or whatever else, is in fact cheaper than renting it from Amazon on a few months. Maybe it's just paid for, so maybe you want to cut on costs. Maybe you want to reduce latency for your applications if you've got some hard constraints on latency. If you had some requirements in terms of compliance, you really need to process your data on the site. Well, in that case, you may need to get everything back to your company's hardware. So some use cases, everything where you have some very specialized cloud application, everything. Smart cities, IoT, what did I forget? Let me see. Ah, this one. If you want to do some model training, inference, closer to the source of data, that makes sense to have something maybe not with a cloud provider, but something that you get a hand on. So we're back to the previous diagram, but this time you don't have just the tip of the iceberg, you have the whole iceberg just for you. How lucky you are. And it has to become not someone else's magic, but your magic. So either you are a good magician, and that's great. I see plenty of good networking magicians in this room. That's awesome. But it's not a case of everybody, right? And you can be a good magician, or your life is going to be much more difficult. Well, actually, there is a third option. We're coming to the topic of this talk, which is to turn to the Open Network Fabric. So what do we do? We try to deploy this cloud infrastructure just like we had at the cloud providers on community hardware. And so we consider branded or white box switches and servers. We've got our hardware ready. And on top of that, we want to handle everything related to networks. So the connectivity, getting also some observability in terms of the flows that come and go, some services. So basic example include DHCP, firewalling, everything that comes around a network fabric, really. And on top of that, we also want to provide a way for users to really create and use their virtual private clouds directly on their hardware, just like they would be able to do with AWS or GKE or Google Cloud or whatever. So what do we use to reach that objective? So first, we've got the commodity hardware. So the Open Network Fabric today support switches from Celestica, Dell, EdgeCore, Supermicro. There are more to come. That's a few brands that we support right now. And we start by deploying a network operating system on the switches. And the one we use is Sonic, which is open source. I think it was based on Debian. It's multi-vendor. It was initiated by Microsoft, but now it's hosted at the Linux Foundation, so there's no vendor lock-in. It's minimalist, modular, hardened, so pretty much everything that you need to do the job. And you get your switch with this operating system that can do pretty much everything you need. And to handle these several switches once they are set up, we are using Kubernetes as a control plane so that your infrastructure looks like and feels like a Kubernetes cluster with which many people nowadays are pretty familiar. So you got your YAML files, good old YAML to do GitOps, to do infrastructure as a cloud. It integrates very easily into any cloud native stack that you might have, observability. You can stream to Grafana, all the classics in a way. And the result that we get is this fabric on top of the community hardware, and also the VPC API offered by the Open Network Fabric, with which you're able to create directly your own virtual private clouds. And you're able to split your hardware, not physically, I mean, to split the use of your hardware for different applications or to offer different VPCs to different tenants, just the way you would do that with another bigger public cloud provider. So under the hood, we're using a VXLAN-based BGP eVPN, and we've got this VPC API coming with policies and services. So we've got some simple peering API if you want to connect different VPCs to allow the applications from one to connect with the other. We've got IPAM, DHCP, DHCP relay. More things will come in the future, but that's more or less what we have today. And the workflow looks like this. So first, you need to get your hardware and to wire your switches and servers. I'm sorry, the software doesn't handle that part for you yet. So you've got to still plug the cables. This is an example of a closed network topology. So you've got the spine switches at the top, the leaf switches, and the servers. And you need to write some wiring diagrams, which are actually partly generated for you, but you've got to complete it to make it match your topology. And you've got to write some metadata, which is mostly the description of the switches. So for example, describing the list of the ports that are on your switches. Then you run the fabric, you launch the fabric, and all the switches are automatically bootstrapped for you. The image is the switches, it's configured in a way that connectivity is enabled between the different machines on your network. And I think the marketing term is zero-touch provisioning, updates, maintenance of the switches once the fabric runs. So you don't have to really touch anything on the switches. You don't have to configure the switches manually. And that's great because you get your VPCs with nearly zero network knowledge required. And that's what we want. That's good. In addition to the fabric itself, so part of the project is the gateway as well, which is, so it's written work in progress, which means that we're getting started with the implementation. It doesn't I think it compiles. I'm not sure it runs yet. It's getting there. So that's the same idea. We are using community hardware, x86 ARM servers. We use Flatka as a base distro to run the fabric. DPK on top of that, and we're using Rust to implement. So we've got a set of Rust bindings on top of the DPK library to implement our packet processing. The idea is to get something to connect the fabric with everything outside very fast, very quick, leveraging hardware flows, and getting a good throughput, and also getting a number of services in the future. So everything you can imagine on that. Can be NAT, can be QoS, can be firewalling, so maybe Suricata one day, who knows. So a lot of things that we want to do, and that will come, some of them this year, some of them maybe later. So what does it look like? So this is a demo, not interactive, just screenshots, sorry. But before that, I'm afraid we need to talk about the elephant in the room. The project is open source, not 100% open source yet. In the sense that we do not support, as of today, the upstream version of Sonic. So we don't work on Sonic ourselves, but we ship a Sonic image with the project. If you want to test it, you need to register with Hedgehog, which is the company behind the project, and not because we want your details. Well, probably some people in the company are happy to get them, but mostly because we need to give you credentials to get the Broadcom image, which is the one we support. And the reason is that the first potential customers were interested in Broadcom, and we haven't spent the time on supporting upstream Sonic yet. But this is definitely something that we want to do in the future. And also because not everybody yet in the company is super familiar with the open source aspects. There's a bit of confusion. If you look at the docs, it says Hedgehog fabric everywhere. Not everywhere, but in a good number of places. That's actually the same thing as the open network fabric today. So there's a bit of confusion, but we're going to clear that in time, as soon as we can, I hope. So this is our sample topology for the demo. We've got two switches and a number of servers. We really care about the first two ones. And we want to deploy the fabric on that and to create some VPCs and connect them. So we first need to install everything and deploy a fabric. So we registered the package repository with the credentials we got because we still need this Broadcom Sonic image today. We install can you see my cursor? Yes, we install we download the installer for the fabric, and we initialize the fabric. What we get is a fab.yaml file that contains information about the fabric that you want to launch, like the base template for the topology for these sort of things. And then you generate the wiring diagram, so you get a template for a wiring diagram that you may need to edit to adjust to your topology. In that case, that's the virtual lab that I've been running, so it's all ready with no additional edits required. And then you launch HH5 VLAB up, and then it downloads all the different components to install on the switches. It downloads the images. It builds the switches images, pushes everything to the hardware, boots the switches, and runs the fabric. And once this finishes, you're all done. So in that case, in the virtual lab, you get several virtual machines for the switches and servers. But it's all set up, basically. So you can connect to, we've got one special node, which is the control node, that connects to the different pieces of hardware, on which you can SSH and, for example, list information about the switches. So I won't go through the details here. Sorry, I think I'm a bit short on time. So the next step is just to create your VPCs. So note that we're using kubectl for that. We've got a kubectl plugin. So just kubectl fabric VPC, create the name of your VPC, the subnet that you're using with DHCP. Sorry, not the subnet you're using, and also the DHCP start address and the VLAN ID. And your VPC is created, and that's it. And you need to attach it to a connection. So the connection is a virtual object that represents more or less a wire on your topology. And you still need to connect to the servers to make sure that the servers are connected too. So we've got a small utility here to do the bond connection between the different interfaces that we're using, because these two servers, it was maybe not clear, are multi-homed in that example. And then we can ping one VPC from the other. Can we? No, actually it doesn't work yet. There is a very last step that is required. We need to peer the two VPCs together. And once you peer them, you can ping them. VPCs are connected, and we have our magic. So I'm out of time, so thank you. Do check out the project if you like, and contributions are welcome, obviously. And thanks for your attention. Thank you so much.
Any questions?
You mentioned your work on BPF, but the gateway is running DPDK. Can you explain why you didn't choose XDP, for example?
I used to work on BPF. I'm still doing BPF stuff on the side, but I'm no longer working on BPF for work. So this has nothing to do with BPF. I've got the wrong shirt, sorry.
Yes, but why did you choose DPDK over something like XDP?
Why did we choose DPDK? Because we want to do some hardware offloads at some point for the gateway. So I'm working mostly on the gateway, naturally, on the fabric myself. And we're interested in hardware offloads, and that's something that you really get today with BPF XDP.
Can you please wait for a second to be fair and have other people ask questions, then move?
Hey, so in one of the last slides, you showed that you control this fabric from Kubernetes and so on, and you have CRDs for that. So does it mean in this whole picture you have somewhere a separate Kubernetes cluster that has flat connectivity to your whole infrastructure so that you can control it? Or do you control it from the inside? But then my question is, how do you deal with the separation if you have a Kubernetes cluster that needs to have a flat access to the switches? So is there something, you know, so where is the part that you are not showing us? Is it some infra outside, or is there some magic from the inside and it's just too complex to show
it here? So I think, I'm not sure I understand the question completely.
So my question is, you have kubectl fabric to control the fabric. So where is this Kubernetes cluster that controls the infra?
It's running, that's part of the fabric. So that's not the Kubernetes cluster that you might end up working with for your application, if that makes sense.
So it's one of those servers that is in the picture that belongs, it controls the fabric.
And one of the servers that you get in the end where you run your VPC, you can deploy another instance of Kubernetes, higher level instance of Kubernetes, if that makes sense, to run your traditional Kubernetes workflow. So you've got.
Okay, so that would be then Kubernetes that I deploy on the server that you deployed as part of the fabric.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sorry, we're out of time, but I'm sure you're going to be in the hallway. Thank you.